It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
Theo two, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to cloudy and a little bit rainy Wilmington, Delaware, and today's matchup featuring your Brooklyn Cyclones, 6-12 in the season second half, 39-45 overall. Here in Wilmington, Delaware, taking on the 7-10 Wilmington Blue Rocks in the second half, 38-45 overall this season. Welcome into the pregame show, everybody. Justin Rock with you here from Frawley Stadium, Judy Johnson Field. The tarp was on the field here in Wilmington as recently as about 20 minutes ago, but the tarp is off the ground. Crew is at work getting the dirt ready and lining up the field, and we are still scheduled for a 6:35 start time here tonight. So still scheduled to get underway right on schedule here tonight as Brooklyn will try and snap, or rather try and win back-to-back games for the first time since the last homestand against Hudson Valley, won those games on July 2nd and 3rd. Brooklyn coming off the win last night, a 5-1 victory, taking advantage of a couple of Wilmington miscues, most notably down a run in the sixth inning, a two-out error, a throw from third baseman Murphy Staley to the first baseman Joe Naranjo was lost in the setting sun behind the third base bag and the third base seats. That allowed Wilfredo Lara to reach, kept the inning alive. Chris Suero ripped an RBI triple to tie it. He would score a few pitches later on a wild pitch. And then in the ninth inning, holding on to a one-run lead after squandering a bases-loaded opportunity in the eighth, Brooklyn getting three bases-loaded walks to Morabito, Suero, and Junior Tillian to force in three key insurance runs. Joshua Cornelli slammed the door shut, his team-leading seventh save as Brooklyn returned to the win column, snapping the three-game slide. Cade Morris continued his outstanding pitching as of late, another quality start for him, six innings of one-run ball, a 1.85 ERA. Since June the 21st, over four appearances and three starts, he has continued to find his stride here at the high A level. But there has been a roster change for Brooklyn since we spoke to you last night. No one has been deleted, but right-hander Luis Moreno, no, not that Luis Moreno, but a different Luis Moreno, has joined the Brooklyn Cyclones, Luis G. Moreno to be exact. No relation to Luis M. Moreno, who was part of the 2022 Brooklyn Cyclones and now at AA Binghamton in the Mets organization. So, yes, there is another Luis Moreno in the organization. Mets signed him back on June the 13th. Had started his season in the Independent Mexican League pitching for Tigres de Quintana Roo. And Moreno will join the Cyclones, available in the bullpen today, spent the first 7 years of his professional career pitching in the San Francisco Giants organization. We'll step aside for a couple of moments here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Even though there is some light rain falling, we are still scheduled to start on time tonight. And when we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for today's ball game. Our starting lineups is always brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. And we'll also get you the all-important first pitch here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Blue Rocks and Cyclones, Mets and Nationals in High A South Atlantic League Baseball coming up in just a matter of moments on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
vibes.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Welcome back to Overcast Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. Cyclones and Blue Rocks getting ready for first pitch here on this wet Friday night. Not pouring, but certainly some rain continuing to fall here in Delaware tonight as the grounds crew for the Blue Rocks continuing to work on the field. As a matter of fact, both umpires standing on the warning track alongside the Blue Rock general manager here tonight as the grounds crew continues to work on home plate. And we'll see if because of the grounds crew working on home plate, there hasn't been the exchange of lineup cards yet between the managers. So we wonder if the start time of the game might get pushed back a couple of minutes because of that, as the grounds crew is still working and the umpire is patiently waiting on the side, as are both managers and either dugout. And while the managers have to wait to exchange the lineup cards, you don't, as we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper Gilbert Gomez. And right on cue, the umpires now walking towards home plate, and they can start their business behind the dish and in the field here tonight. But for the Cyclones, Nick Morabito leads off. He'll be in left field tonight. Jeffrey De Los Santos moves into the two-hole. He'll be at second base. Wilfredo Lara is the designated hitter. He'll bat third. Junior Tillian gets the start at shortstop. He'll clean things up. Mateo Gill was the shortstop last night. He'll bat fifth and be at the hot corner. Kellum Clark has three straight multi-hit games. He'll bat sixth and be at first base. Omar De Los Santos in center field will bat seventh. Christian Pregent back in the lineup tonight. He'll bat eighth and serve as catcher with Donovan Antonia, 20-year-old native of Willemstad, Curacao, added to the roster from the Florida Complex League earlier this week. He'll make his High A and Cyclones debut tonight, batting ninth and playing right field, with Dakota Hawkins on the mound for Brooklyn, 3-3. A 4.31 ERA on the year, trying to bounce back after allowing a career-high tying six runs, a career-high 10 hits in his last start. And this, the Wilmington lineup, he'll go up against, put together by their skipper, Mario Lison. Leading off and playing second base for a second straight day is Philip Glasser. Viandel Pena is the shortstop batting second. Jeremy De La Russa moves over from center to right tonight. He'll stay in the three slot. Murphy Staley at the hot corner bats fourth. Jared McKenzie had started in right field the first several games of this week. He'll move over to left field and bat fifth. Joe Naranjo is the first baseman in the sixth slot. Maxwell Romero Jr. back in the lineup tonight, catching and hitting seventh. T.J. White had his 11-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. He'll bat eighth and serve as a designated hitter. And Jonathan Thomas will make his first start of the series. He'll bat ninth and be in center field with the right-hander Luke Young on the mound for the Blue Rocks tonight. 2-9, a 5.25 ERA, trying to snap a six-start losing streak dating back to the beginning of June. We'll step aside for a couple of moments as the Blue Rocks just moments away from taking the field here at Frawley Stadium. Some light rain falling, gray clouds overhead, but baseball will start as scheduled here tonight in the first eight. Don't go anywhere. Cyclones and Blue Rocks, Mets and Nationals in South Atlantic League Baseball coming up. You've been listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network. First pitch is next.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB.
That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Still some rain falling from the heavens, but it's not going to stop us from playing some baseball here tonight. Welcome back here to Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. Justin Rock back with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Game four of this six-game series coming your way right now here in Wilmington. Certainly the coolest temperatures we've had all week long. Right now, 78 degrees. Real Field says it's up in the upper 80s, around 87, but certainly doesn't feel like that right now here at the ballpark as Luke Young, the right-hander, warming up on the rubber. We'll take a quick run-through of the Brooklyn lineup he'll face tonight. Morabito, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Lara at the top. Tillian, Gill, and Clark at the heart with Omar De Los Santos, Pregent, and Antonia rounding out the Cyclones starting nine. On the mound for the Blue Rocks here tonight, it is the right-hander Luke Young, 6'3", 170 pounds, 23 years old, from rather 22 years old, I should say, from San Angelo, Texas, will turn 23 on Halloween. Young making his 16th start of the year, 2-9, a 5.25 ERA, 77 hits in 72 innings, 21 walks to just 51 strikeouts, but has lost six consecutive starts dating back to June the 5th. And I'll tell you a little bit about some of the differences Young has had this year facing the Cyclones and also facing literally every other team in the South Atlantic League this year. Nick Morabito will lead things off against him. Was 2-for-4 last night with an RBI, a walk, and a stolen base. Morabito's ready. So is Young. Our first pitch of the night is fouled over the screen and off towards the parking lot. And we're underway a minute behind schedule, 6:36 Eastern Time. Morabito, five-game hitting streak, hitting at 284 in Brooklyn. Two homers, 11 batted in. Young from the letters, the 0-1. And Nick, another one fouled straight back. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Young, the right-hander, Nationals' 11th round pick 2 years ago out of Midland College in Texas. Forewent a commitment to Oklahoma State to sign a pro contract with the Nationals. Rests his glove on the front left-hand side of his chest. Now the 0-2, and a breaking ball misses outside. Didn't miss by much, and the count 1-2. Young had some pretty interesting splits this year, but the most notable one revolves around the team he's facing tonight. The 1-2 offering, breaking ball line to third. Diving catch by Murphy Staley to his left. Oh, what a tremendous grab by Murphy Staley to take away a leadoff base hit by Nick Morabito. A 97-mile-an-hour line drive to Staley's left, and his stretch just long enough to reel it in. So Morabito hits it hard, but nothing to show for it. One away in the first inning for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Was 1-for-4 with a double that started the three-run rally in the ninth last night. And he takes high with a fastball, 1-0. Jeffrey hitting .219 on the year, 40-for-183, four home runs and 20 RBIs. The 1-0, high heater, two balls and no strikes. Defensively behind Young tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jared McKenzie, Jonathan Thomas, and Jeremy De La Rosa. Holds the ball behind his back. Now comes set. The 2-0, up and away, three balls and no strikes. Third to first around the infield, the aforementioned Staley, Yandel Pena, Philip Glasser, and Joe Naranjo, with Maxwell Romero Jr. behind the plate. Here's the 3-0 offering, and Jeffrey taking all the way, looks at a fastball for strike one. But the splits we were telling you about Young against Brooklyn and all other teams, his two starts this year against the Cyclones have been outstanding. The 3-1, and Jeffrey gets it off the hands, a fastball in. And the count full 3-2. Young obviously hasn't started against Brooklyn since April. That was the last time these two teams met. But through 11 innings, did not allow a run. Six hits, two walks, nine strikeouts. One of his two wins this year coming against Brooklyn. And the Wilmington Blue Rocks won both games that Young started against the Cyclones. Here's his payoff pitch. On the inside corner, strike three called. So Young battles back from behind in the count 3-0 to strike out De Los Santos. Got him on 93 in. And there's the second out of the first inning. Brings up Wilfredo Lara, but Young's numbers against all other South Atlantic League teams this year, he is 1-9 with an ERA of 6.2. So a stark contrast between what he's done against Brooklyn and quite literally everybody else. First pitch to Lara is a slider outside, 1-0. Lara hitless last night, was 0-for-5, but reached on that critical error in the sixth inning and scored the game's tying run. 1-0 in the dirt, breaking ball. And the count 2-0 on Lara, hitting .229 on the season. Four home runs and 26 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup. Young gets the one he wants. Now comes the 2-0. And Lara breaks his bat, floats one towards center. And that's going to dunk down in front of Thomas for a base hit. So that bat will die a hero as Wilfredo Lara parachutes one onto the center field grass. He has the game's first hit. He's the game's first base runner. And Brooklyn with one on and two out for Junior Tillian. That's the other interesting caveat for Young, is there's only two guys on this Brooklyn roster that he faced in those two starts he made against the Cyclones back in April. One of them is this man, Junior Tillian. The other one, Omar De Los Santos. Everyone else he faced is at AA or elsewhere. As Junior takes inside for ball one. Tillian is the only of the two players on the roster to pick up a base hit against Young. He was 2-for-4 earlier this season. The 1-0, and Junior pulls it foul into the third base dugout. Heads up. Everybody scrambling off the top step of the dugout. I think everybody all right. Jeffrey De Los Santos, who struck out earlier in the inning, was the one who scrambled furthest away. Junior wags that bat over his head and now takes a fastball up over the letters. And it's 2-1. Tillian 0-for-3 out of bases loaded, walk in the ninth inning yesterday. One of two free passes he had, hitting .234 on the year. Four home runs, 22 batted in. Here's the 2-1. And Tillian takes low. And the count, 3-0. Our umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Travis Brewer, John Forster on the base paths this evening. The 3-1, a junior, swings away and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Staley on the grass in front of the coach's box makes the catch, and the side retired. So Brooklyn gets a two-out single, but leave him stranded at first at the end of half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing, and Wilmington coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Ball and two strikes. The numbers for Glasser so far this season was 1-for-4 last night, hitting .293 in Wilmington, 3 home runs and 17 batted in. The windup, the 1-2, and Glasser shoots one in the air to center, sending De Los Santos back, away back, turns around as he backpedals onto the warning track and makes the catch in front of the 400-foot marker for the first out of the home first. So Glasser gives it a ride, but just short of muscling it out of the ballpark. Hit at .378, needed to get it at least .400. And one away for Viandel Pena. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Nick Morabito, Omar De Los Santos, and Donovan Antonia. First pitch to the lefty. Outside and low for ball one. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gill, Junior Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Kellum Clark. The 1-0 from Hawkins. Pena shows bunt and fouls it back. Even at one, Christian Pregent, the catcher behind the plate tonight. Pena 0-for-3 last night with a walk, hitting .278 on the year with 28 RBI. The 1-1, and a curveball from Hawkins misses down and in. And the count moves to 2-1. Pena's reached in 5 straight games since the 5th of July, the 2-1. And Hawkins choked that one down and in. And Pena ahead 3-1. Lefty batter taps that bat off of his back shoulder. Now comes the 3-1. And Hawkins fires a strike on the outside corner. Pena thought it was ball four. Might have been given an inch or two off the plate. And the count full. Pena 10th in the league in batting average entering the ninth. Here comes the payoff. And Pena, another high fly ball to center. Coming in this time is De Los Santos, and Omar will make the catch over his left shoulder. Two away. So now Jeremy De La Rosa, 0-for-4 last night, snapped a 4-game hitting streak. De La Rosa hitting .184 with Wilmington this year. First pitch to the lefty is on the inside corner with a changeup. It's 0-1. De La Rosa 26-for-141, 7 home runs, 29 batted in. The 0-1 from Hawkins and a fastball outside, 1-1. De La Rosa struggled here at home since coming off the IL. 20 home games hitting just .143, 10-for-70. 1-1, and this one powered in the air to right. Coming in and towards the line is Antonia. Calls off the second baseman, and his first opportunity as a defender in a Brooklyn Cyclones uniform made with ease there by Donovan Antonia. And Dakota Hawkins, a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first inning, retires the side on 13 pitches. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of an inning. Still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch
to the night's final out. MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Calling all kids, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see Cyclones baseball for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichments. Luke Young needed 18 pitches to get through the first unscathed, and his first toss of the second to Mateo Gil, taken outside for ball one. Gil Clark and Omar De Los Santos, three slated to bat in the inning. Young's 1-0, and Gil rolls one on the ground at third. Staley backing up on it, Fields fires to first. Good job changing the feet by Naranjo as he shuffled from fair to foul ground to reel in the throw. And Mateo retired by his counterpart for the first out of the second inning. Brings up Kellum Clark. Clark was 1-for-37 at the plate over 14 games going into his contest last Saturday in Hudson Valley. And since then, he is 7-for-11 at the plate, three consecutive multi-hit games. First pitch, the lefty batter is a breaking ball strike on the inside corner. Clark had just one multi-hit game in the first 48 contests of his professional career and has since followed that up with three in a row. The 0-1 challenge with a high fastball, and Clark swings through it 0-2. Kellum hitting a .186 with Brooklyn, 11-for-59. No homers, six RBI. Was on base three times last night with a couple of singles and a walk. The 0-2 from Young. Did not go on a pitch down. And it's 1-2. Wilmington tonight wearing the home whites. Blue rocks and navy across the chest. Powder blue backdrop. The 1-2. And Clark, a high fly ball down the left field line. Out is Staley. In is the left fielder McKenzie. But this one beyond the tarp and about three rows back into the seats. It's still 1-2. The powder blue numerals, front and back on that white top for Wilmington tonight. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. White pants all the way down below the ankles for Young. Navy stripe along the side of those. 1-2 to Kellum. Way high over the head of everybody. Just grazed off the top edge of Romero Jr.'s mitt before landing off the padded wall behind home. And the count even at 2. White on black Nike cleats carried into the stadium mound as Clark takes down and in. Good pitch there from Young, but doesn't get the call. And Kellum's run the count full 3-2. Powder blue cap, navy bill for the Blue Rocks tonight. Snorting Moose logo on the front. Here's the payoff. This time outside, ball 4. Good eye from Kellum Clark. Took the 93-mile-an-hour fastball away. And Brooklyn a one-out base runner in the second inning. I'll bring up Omar De Los Santos. Getting the start in center field tonight. 0-for-3 yesterday. Did walk and steal a base. Righty against righty, and the first toss is a heater a little bit low. And Omar ahead 1-0. De Los Santos hitting just a .142 on the year with Brooklyn, 18-for-127. One home run and 10 RBI, just 2-for-30 at the plate since coming back from Double A. As this one off the end of the bat, foul towards the third base dugout. It's a ball and a strike. Omar, tremendous speed even with his on-base percentage in the South Atlantic League. Under 250, he is tied for fourth in the league in stolen bases. The 1-1, and this one fouled back towards us and might have been in our booth if not for the very top of the screen behind the plate. A ball and two strikes. Nobody in the South Atlantic League has more stolen bases than Omar since the start of 2022, and he didn't even play in the league that year. The 1-2 pitch. Omar, a high fly ball right side. Naranjo and Romero Jr. give a peek. But this will get behind the Blue Rock dugout into the seats. Still a ball and two strikes. So Omar, when he gets on, he is as effective as anyone out there. And this year, been extremely efficient, 33 for 37 in stolen base attempts. Clark the runner at first here, though. Young's 1-2 pitch, and Omar pulls it foul. Just wide of the third base dugout. And it stays 1-2 on Omar. De Los Santos, 24 years old, will turn 25 next month. A guy with blazing speed, and as the Mets continue to plant themselves in the playoff discussion, throw over to first, and Clark dives back. Omar, a name that might come up a little bit more as the calendar turns to that month of August, to someone that might be able to serve a Terrence Gore-type role down the stretch. As a breaking ball bounces, and the count evens at 2-2. In all likelihood, the best base stealer in the entire organization. Even though Morabito has more this season, he's just been on base more and has more opportunities. One on, one out, the 2-2 coming. And Omar takes a strike three called at the knees. Got him with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball down. So Luke Young picks up the strikeout. That's his second. Both have been looking, and both have been the two De Los Santos. Brings up Donovan Antonia for his first at bat with the club. And he takes a high fastball, 1-0. Antonia, 20 years old, from Willemstad, Curacao. As time called, and Romero Jr. will slowly walk out to the mound, as will the pitching coach, Mark DeFelice, from the first base dugout. Well, fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party just once with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free Naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by logging on to oasas.ny.gov. Again, that's oasas.ny.gov. So Antonia back in the box with a 1-0 count. One on, one in, two out in the second inning, top of the 7 o'clock hour. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Scored the last six runs in this series. The 1-0 pitch, and Antonia takes a breaking ball outside, 2-0. Antonia joined Brooklyn from the Complex League on July the 10th. That was back on Wednesday. Started the year at single-A St. Lucie. The 2-0 swings through a high fastball. Two balls and a strike. Then went down to the Complex League on May the 22nd, where he stayed until Wednesday. Overall, between the two stops, 42 games, was hitting just .157, the 2-1. And Antonio in the air. Onto the roof, it's two balls and two strikes. Antonio 20 for 127. A home run, 11 RBI. Playing his first game since Tuesday in the Complex League. Went 1-for-3 with an RBI. Throwback to first, and Pregent dives in safely. And what team did Antonia face in that FCL game? Well, none other than the FCL Nationals. Of course, in the Nationals ballpark. Now doing the same just at the high A level. 2-2 from Young. High heater. And the count full, 3-2. Young up at 44 pitches already with two out in the second inning. Antonia, first year of the Mets organization, taken in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft from the Reds back in December. Payoff pitch, runner goes, and Antonia blasts one foul off the screen over the tarp. A foul ball, and it stays 3-2. Bridgent will have to retreat back to first base. But Antonia, last year, complex league ball, single-A ball in the Reds organization, at an 875 OPS as a 19-year-old. Runner goes again. The 3-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Side retired. So Luke Young picks up his third strikeout and strands a runner at first, but not before Brooklyn takes the lead on the RBI single by Christian Pregent. We're through 1.5 here at Frawley Stadium. Cyclones 1, Blue Rocks nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Dakota Hawkins back to the mound, trying to protect a 1-0 lead. Cyclones scratching across the game's first run in the top of the second. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Overcast Friday night here in Wilmington. Have had some light rain off and on throughout the afternoon. It's never been anything significant. Right now, 78 degrees, not a whole lot of wind to speak of. And the first pitch of the inning from Dakota Hawkins to Murphy Staley is taken in the dirt for ball one. Righty-righty matchup. Hawkins 1-0. Tapped on the ground is short. Coming on is Tillian. Makes the play on the move. And a good stretch from Clark. Able to get Staley for the first out of the second inning. One up, one down for Hawkins. That'll bring up Jared McKenzie. Certified Cyclone killer this year is McKenzie. Had another multi-hit game last night. He's 4-for-11 in the series and 9-for-22 in six games against Brooklyn this year. First pitch, the lefty batter is waved at and missed. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. McKenzie hitting at .289 with Wilmington. Two homers, 10 RBI in 27 games, and another fastball. And McKenzie pulls his head out on. It's no balls and two strikes. Brooklyn wearing the road grays with navy sleeves tonight. BKLYN arched across the chest in Old English navy lettering. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy piping around the collar down the front. Hawkins raises his mitt. Now the 0-2. And McKenzie takes high, a ball and two strikes. Gray pants for Hawkins. Old school style, has him hiked up just below the knees. Tall navy socks on either end of his gray cleats. The 1-2, and McKenzie taps it foul behind the plate. Still a ball and two strikes. Long navy sleeves at either end of that jersey top for Hawkins. Navy cap, navy bill, with the light blue interlocking BC logo on the front. 1-2 offering, and McKenzie takes a changeup down. It's 2-2. Hawkins started the year in Brooklyn's bullpen First time he's starting against the Blue Rocks. The 2-2 pitch, and McKenzie serves one on the ground to short. Tilley into his right, fields it on a hop. Throw to first, just in the nick of time to get the hustling McKenzie, who leaps up and down in frustration. Thought he legged it out for an infield base hit, but punched out by the base umpire, John Forster. Base is empty, two out. Brings up Joe Naranjo. Naranjo, 1-for-3 yesterday, a double and a walk. Hitting 254 with the Blue Rocks in 18 games. First pitch from Hawkins. Heater up and away, 1-0. Naranjo, no homers, 11 RBI since joining the Nationals organization. A 1-0 pitch. And a curveball misses in by the shoes. 2-0. Naranjo has reached in seven consecutive games. Five of his last eight hits have gone for two bases. 2-0. Called strike up and away. Thought about offering, but laid off. And it's 2-1. Hawkins working with pace. The 2-1 pitch. And Naranjo fouls it off the glove of Pregent. 2-2. Hawkins making his eighth start. First 11 appearances out of the bullpen. ERAs are relatively comparable. The biggest difference, though, the strikeouts from the bullpen to the rotation. 2-2. High full count. Hawkins, 19 strikeouts and 31 and two-thirds innings as a starter, but had 34 and 24 and two-thirds innings out of the bullpen. 3-2 at the knee. Strike three called, and right on cue, Hawkins has his first strikeout of the night. And his second consecutive 1-2-3 inning. Good shutdown inning from Hawkins. Brooklyn taking a 1-0 lead over Wilmington into the third on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. They can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third, top of the lineup, due up for Brooklyn against Wilmington. Nick Morabito, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Wilfredo Lara, the three scheduled to bat. Luke Young back to the mound. His first pitch of the inning is grounded foul towards the Brooklyn dugout. Ricochets off the railing, and the count 0-1. Morabito, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Lara, three scheduled to bat in the inning against the righty. Young from the stretch, and Morabito rips it in the air right center field, but got underneath it just a tad as Jonathan Thomas back into his left runs it down for the first out of the third inning. So Morabito 0-2, and now Jeffrey De Los Santos, who struck out looking back in the opening frame. Overcast night here in Wilmington. The fans have still made their way out to the ballpark to catch some postgame fireworks. First toss to Jeffrey is at the letters for a called strike. And it's 0-1. It's been an interesting run for Luke Young. It's really been a tale of two seasons for him. Talked about the splits between Brooklyn and everybody else, the 0-1. And a foul tip off the glove of Romero Jr., 0-2. But Young started the season outstanding. You look at his first start on April the 7th right here in Wilmington against Brooklyn all the way till the tail end of May, May the 24th. Had a 2-3 record, a 3.53 ERA, just 34 hits and 43 in a third innings. 15 walks to 32 strikeouts, the 0-2. And Jeffrey off the hands in the air. Even with the third base bag is Staley. And he'll make the catch on the infield dirt for the second out. So two quietly retired by Young to start the third. Brings up Wilfredo Lara, who has Brooklyn's first hit of the night. One of the two they have accrued so far. A broken bat single to center. But Young, since the start of this six-start losing streak, dating back to game one of a doubleheader on June the 5th, 0-6 with a 7.85 ERA. First pitch to Lara. Fastball down 1-0. He's given up 43 hits in his last 28 and two-thirds innings entering the night. Walks have been down, just 6 walks. But the strikeouts down as well with just 19 as Lara takes low. Bounced in there, 2-0. And just like we talked about on Tuesday night with Harleen Susana in the opposite, got off to such a tough start to the year. And then something clicked and everything turned around. It's what Luke Young is looking for here tonight. Ahead of the All-Star break, the 2-0. Bounces off the dish and the count 3-0. Rain's picked up just a tad. It's still not much more than a light rainfall, but you can see it a little more clearly with the backdrop of the batter's eye in center. The 3-0, and Lara blasts one deep down the left field line, heads up on the I-95 overpass, but well foul at 105 miles an hour. And it's 3 balls and a strike. And the audio controls here in Wilmington, certainly not wrong if that one landed in the parking lot. That might set off somebody's car alarm. That velocity, yeah. 1-0 Brooklyn in the third. The 3-1 is high with a curveball for ball 4. So Lara works a walk. He's on base for the first time tonight. And Brooklyn has now put at least one on in each of the first 3 innings against Luke Young. Second walk he's allowed tonight. So one on and 2 out. Inning continues for Junior Tillian. Fouled out to third for the final out of the first inning. Raises those hands high. And the first pitch from Luke is in the dirt for ball 1. Lara takes his lead off first. Third baseman Staley playing towards the line for the righty batter. 1-0. And Tillian in the air back behind the plate. This one will make it towards the seats and actually land right in front of our booth. And the count 1-1. If I was so inclined to lean out the booth, I might have been able to make a play on it, guaranteeing my hands would have probably failed and would have ended up on the not top 10 plays. As a throw over to first and Lara dives back. There's a reason I'm in the booth, folks, and not on the field. So sometimes it's just better to leave the souvenirs to the fans. Unless we're in Coney Island, and then you need to have your hands up at all times. The 1-1. And Tillian, a high pop-up into shallow left center field. Out is the shortstop, Pena, drifting to his left. And over his left shoulder makes the catch to end the inning. So nothing doing after the 2-out walk to Lara. We head to the bottom of the third here at Frawley Stadium. Cyclones still controlling a 1-0 lead on this rainy Friday night on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Dakota Hawkins, 6-up, 6-down through 2 innings tonight. It looks like the rain has quieted down for the time being as we head to the bottom of the third. 7-8-9 due up for Wilmington. First pitch of the frame to Maxwell Romero Jr. is a fastball taken for strike one. Romero Jr. started the first 2 games of this series, had off last night. From the windup, the 0-1. And Romero takes high this time. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. Numbers for Romero Jr. this year, hitting .163. 27 for 166, 4 homers, 16 RBI, as this pulled foul wide of the first base back. It's 1-2. Romero Jr. has reached in 4 straight games. Beginning to heat up a little bit at the plate, 5 for his last 12. Doubled and walked in the win for Wilmington on Wednesday. Hawkins 1-2. And Romero rolls over on one to second. Staying down is Jeffrey De Los Santos, and the sidearm toss to first in plenty of time for the opening out of the third inning. Time to take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Friday night as T.J. White steps to the plate. White had an 11-game hitting streak snapped last night, but still was productive, brought in the Blue Rocks' only run in the second inning. And the first pitch he sees today, hitting from the left-hand side against the righty, is a snapdragon curveball for strike one. The 0-1, a foul tip on a fastball into the glove of Pregent, 0-2. White hitting .183, 37 for 202, 5 home runs and 27 RBI. Hawkins hides his eyes. Here comes the 2-strike pitch, and he buries a changeup low, 1-2. But around the South Atlantic League tonight, they are in the top of the fourth right now in Greensboro. The North Division leading Grasshoppers scoreless against Winston-Salem. 1-2 coming, and White pummels one in the air to center, sending De Los Santos back, away back to the warning track, turns around, and it's gone. Well, T.J. White had an 11-game hitting streak snapped last night, so he decides to start a new one today. 102.9 off the bat, 417 feet to dead center field. And just like that, the Blue Rocks tie the game at 1. 6th home run of the year for White, and that was something that was an issue for Hawkins last time. Gave up 3 home runs in that start against Hudson Valley on July the 4th. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer keeps looking towards the third base dugout. Not sure what that might have been about as Jonathan Thomas lays a bunt down the third base side. Barehand attempt from Gill, throw to first, and it's off the glove of Clark. On his way to second is Thomas, and De Los Santos picks it up, and Jonathan will stop there. Well, if Clark held on to that baseball, they would have had the runner at first base. That's going to be the toughest error Mateo Gill might ever get. Thomas can fly, was voted the fastest base runner in the Nationals organization entering the year. And Mateo came on barehanded. Clark, not a natural first baseman, had to reach into the baseline to try and reel in the throw. went off the edge of his mitt. And Thomas able to get to second base without a throw. So just like that, the go-ahead run in scoring position. And now Philip Glasser swings through a high fastball. It's 0-1. So it'll be a bunt single and a throwing error on Gill that allows the runner to advance. Glasser flied out in his first at-bat to center. The 0-1. And this one hit on the ground through the hole on the left side, a base hit. Thomas rounds third. He's going to head to the plate. Here comes the throw home, and it's up the third baseline, not in time. It's an opposite field RBI single from Philip Glasser. Hit it against the shift. Tillian was playing more towards the second base bag, holding on the runner. And Tillian unable to get back to his right to play it. And the Blue Rocks, in a span of three batters, take a 2-1 lead. Just a good piece of hitting there from Glasser. The old school philosophy of hitting it where they ain't. And Glasser comes away with an RBI, his 18th in the South Atlantic League this year. And the first pitch to Viondel Pena is shot foul out of play to the left. And the count 0-1. So Wilmington has taken the lead. A home run, a bunt single and an error, and another single to left. The first three hits of the night for the Blue Rocks. Hawkins 0-1, and Pena takes in by the waist. It's a ball and a strike. Elsewhere in the South Atlantic League tonight, top of the third inning right now in North Carolina. Aberdeen 2 runs in that third inning to take a 2-0 lead. Throw back to first, and just back in time is Glasser. Good move from Hawkins. Michael Ferret on the mound for the Ironbirds tonight. Jose Gadez getting the start for the Tourists. Dakota works from the stretch. Here comes the 1-1. And this popped in the air left side, and this one will land in the upper seating bowl. Pena behind 1-2. Bottom of the second right now in Georgia, Greenville and Roma are scoreless. Ian Anderson making a major league rehab start for the Emperors tonight. Blake Wehunt on the mound for the drive. 1-2 coming. Change up just a bit outside. And the count even at 2. One on, one out here in the bottom of the third. Wilmington 2 runs in to take a 2-1 lead. Riley kicks and delivers, and Pena rolls one on the ground past the diving glove of De Los Santos to his left for a base hit. 4 straight hits off of Hawkins. And the Blue Rocks continue the rally, first and second. And one away, that one off the bat of Pena at 109 miles an hour. So the Blue Rocks, outside of that opposite field base hit by Glasser, hitting the ball hard against Hawkins here in the third. And now Pregent out in front of the plate to relay signs ahead of the plate appearance for Jeremy De La Rosa. Still only one out in the inning. As 4 straight have reached base safely. A homer and a trio of singles. And now Jeremy De La Rosa, who flied to right back in the first. And he takes a dirt ball. Hawkins kicking around the dirt by his landing spot. Change up that missed, 1-0. Rome has taken a 1-0 lead in that ball game. Stephen Paolini, an RBI double. Only one other game in progress right now. The 1-0 pitch. And De La Rosa takes a high strike. And the count 1-1. Hudson Valley 4 runs in the top of the first inning. Still in the top of the first right now in Lakewood. Renegades a 4-0 lead. The 1-1 from Dakota. And De La Rosa sends it out of play to the left. A ball and 2 strikes. Christopher Familia, a 2-run double in that inning. Cam Schlittler will get the ball for Hudson Valley. Aberson Jimenez on the mound for the Blue Claws. 1-2. Inside with a changeup. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Only other game in the league tonight is the only one that hasn't started yet, that in Kentucky. Bowling Green hosting Hickory. The righty's 2-2. Big chopping ground ball. Leaping snag by Clark. Races to first base and beats De La Rosa there for the out. Oh, that took a giant Baltimore chop. And Clark leaping to reel it in behind the first base bag. And then had to race De La Rosa to the pillow. And able to get there in the nick of time for the second out. To third goes Glasser. Pena takes second. With two out now for Murphy Staley. Ground out to short in his first at-bat as Dakota misses high for ball one. But it'll be Owen Wild for the Hot Rods tonight. Ryan Lobis for Hickory. That game will get started momentarily at 7:35 Eastern time. Is this in the air towards the warning track third base way? Mateo gives a courtesy glance. This into the upper level of the seating bowl. And the count 1-1. Blue Rocks with second and third. Two out in the bottom of the third inning. They've got two runs in. Have erased a 1-0 deficit. And turned it into a 2-1 lead. Lasser takes his lead off third. Pena a big lead off of second. The 1-1. And Staley stings it on the ground at third. Nice play by Gill to his left. Spins, fires to first in time to end the inning. Beautifully done by Mateo Gill to his left to take away a base hit and probably two RBI from De La Rosa. But for Wilmington in the inning, rather I should say for Staley there, Wilmington two runs, four hits, an error. They left two. We head to the fourth inning here in Delaware. It is 2-1 Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Mateo Gill to lead off for Brooklyn here in the top of the fourth. Cyclones trying to rally from a 2-1 deficit. First pitch of the inning from Luke Young. Misses outside to Mateo. And the count 1-0. Gil Clark, Omar De Los Santos, the 3-2 up. Mateo ground out to third in his only at-bat as the 1-0 misses down. And it's two balls and no strikes. Brooklyn one run, two hits, an error. They have left three. Wilmington two runs, four hits, no errors. They have left two. The 2-0 coming. And Gill rips one into left center field over to his right, Thomas, and with a little bunny hop, able to make the catch on the screaming liner for the first out of the inning. So Gill hit it hard, maybe a bit too hard, allowing Thomas to race over to snag it. One out of the fourth for Kellum Clark, who walked and scored Brooklyn's only run back in the second. Shortstop shaded up the middle. And the first toss to Clark on the inside corner. No balls and a strike. Holds that bat behind his glossy black helmet, the 0-1. And Clark flares it down the left field line. Hooking foul. Off the very top of the netting. And off the stanchion holding it up. And ricocheted so hard off of it, it stopped rolling in straightaway left field. So it's 0-2 on Kellum Clark. Lefty batter, righty thrower. Was actually looked at a bit in 2020 before going to Mississippi State as a potential draftee, more as a pitcher than as a position player. The 0-2 inside by the shins, 1-2. Of course, the 2020 draft, because of COVID, cut down to 5 rounds as opposed to the scheduled 40 it was supposed to be. And Clark not drafted, went on to Mississippi State, but ended up with some extra hardware because of it. It's part of that Mississippi State College World Series championship team as Clark skis one off the mound and into center field, a base hit. A rocket at 108 miles an hour. Make it a 4-game hitting streak for Kellum Clark. He's now 8 for his last 12 at the plate. And the Cyclones have a one-out base runner in the fourth. From 1 for 37 over 14 games to 8 for his last 12 in a span of 4 contests. That's the beauty of baseball, folks. Sometimes once it clicks, the faucet keeps running. First pitch to Omar. And De Los Santos, a lazy fly ball out in a shallow right. Out is the second baseman, Glasser, towards the line. And he'll make the catch over his shoulder in front of the charging right fielder, De La Rosa, for the second out. So Omar retired. He's 0 for 2. And there's two out in the fourth inning for Christian Pregent. Pregent brought in Brooklyn's only run, an RBI single back in the first, rather the second inning, I should say. And Christian takes a changeup at the knees. It's 0-1. Pregent, Mets' 10th round pick last year out of Stetson. He's the first member of last year's draft class to make it up to Brooklyn. Runner goes. Pitch hit on the ground left side. To his right is Pena. Backhand throw to first. Carries Naranjo off the bag. Pregent jumps over the first baseman who was in front of the bag and is safe at first base. Naranjo leaning to try and reel in that throw from Pena. Lost his balance off the bag towards the home plate side of first. So Pregent had to navigate himself around the first baseman to get there and did. It'll go down as an infield base hit for Pregent. He's got a two-hit night. And the Cyclones now with two on and two out for Donovan Antonia, who takes a breaking ball for strike one. So Clark was in motion again. And Pena needed to somehow circumnavigate to that baseball. The 0-1. And another fastball at the knees. And Antonia quickly behind 0-2. Struck out swinging in his first Cyclones at bat. Righty batter with an open stance. Brooklyn down by one. Young's two-strike pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air right side and out of play. And the count. Still no balls and two strikes. Antonia has been used to the big stage throughout his career. Was a member of Team Curaçao representing the Caribbean in the 2016 Little League World Series. The 0-2 coming. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the hanger. Antonia's eyes opened up and maybe swung at ball one, trying to drive that ball into the alleyway and tie the game. So Brooklyn gets a couple of men aboard, but can't cash them in. No runs, a hit. Rather, no runs, two hits. And two men left. We are through 3.5 here at Frawley Stadium. 2-1 Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Go to the bottom of the fourth. Dakota Hawkins looking to bounce back. Brooklyn trailing 2-1. Jaron McKenzie to lead things off. Takes a fastball at the letters. And the count 0-1. McKenzie will be followed by Naranjo and Romero Jr., the 0-1 pitch. And McKenzie swings through a high offering. And the count 0-2. McKenzie ground out to short in his only at-bat tonight. The line, Dakota's 0-2. And a changeup misses too far down. It's a ball and two strikes. McKenzie drafted a couple of years ago out of Baylor. Fifth round selection by Washington, the 1-2. And this off the hands of McKenzie. Back and out of play. It remains a ball and two strikes. Righty rocks and fires. And a curveball just misses outside. Good eye from McKenzie on the pitch away. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Big hole for Jared between the second baseman, Jeffrey De Los Santos, playing way in the hole towards first. And the shortstop, Tillian, about normal depth for the shortstop. 2-2 comes, and a fastball rises high. And it's full, 3-2. Hawkins has had interesting home road splits this year. The payoff, and McKenzie checked his swing. He went around, says the base umpire. Punched out by John Forster, McKenzie thought he held. But rung up by the base umpire tonight, Forster. And then after McKenzie thought he legged out an infield single, was punched out by Forster last time back in the second inning. So one out for Joe Naranjo, who struck out looking in his first trip. And a breaking ball on the inside corner. Sort of a sheepish call there from the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer. Almost looked like he wasn't quite sure about it. Didn't fully extend that right arm. As now Naranjo takes up and in, a ball and a strike. Naranjo as an amateur. Drew some interesting comparisons. 1-1. High fastball, two balls and a strike. Drew some comps to former Met Dominic Smith. Former Yankee Jake Bowers. 2-1 to the lefty. This one cued it towards the third base side. That's a fair ball off the grass and rolling into the left field corner on his way to second. Throw there is not in time by Morabito. So Joe Naranjo, another double. He has been an extra base hit machine as of late. Six of his last nine hits have gone for doubles. And the Blue Rocks have a man in scoring position with one out. That just a flare at 61 miles an hour extended his arms too far and got it off the handle of the bat, but landed in a perfect spot, maybe an inch or two fair on the grass down the left field line. And no chance for Gill to get there. Best hope was for a good throw from Morabito to get him, but could not do so as Romero Jr. swings through a curveball. And the count 0-1. Romero Jr., 0-1 tonight, grounded out to second to lead off last inning. Shortstop Tillian holds on the runner. A peek back at second, the 0-1, and Romero takes in the dirt. Another snapdragon from Hawkins. And the count evens at one. Romero Jr., drafted out of high school by the Reds in the 38th round in 2019, did not sign. Went on to Vanderbilt. Spent 2 years there. The 1-1 pitch. And Romero, a foul tip into the glove of Pregent. Tried to check his swing, but grazed off the knob of his bat and into Pregent's mitt. So the count runs to 1-2. And then Romero Jr. went from Vandy to Miami in the ACC. 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Chased the high fastball. 91 up and out of the zone. And Hawkins has a strikeout. That's his third. That K brought to you by BKFC. Brooklyn Football Club bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Man at second and two out for T.J. White, who started the scoring for Wilmington. Picked up their first hit of the day with a towering shot to center. First pitch to the switch hitter, batting lefty, and another towering fly ball. This one will stay in the ballpark. Foul ground, first base side. Clark backpedaling, reaches over his head and brings it in while still standing on the foul grass on the right field side of the chalk line. Nicely done by Kellum Clark. Not easy to pick up those high fly balls in this gray sky, but Clark able to stay with it. And Naranjo stranded at second in the fourth. No runs, a hit. One man left. We are through four innings here from cloudy Wilmington, Delaware. Blue Rock still holding a 2-1 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Go to the top of the fifth inning. First pitch of the frame from Luke Young and Nick Morabito pulled foul up the third baseline. And the count 0-1. Morabito, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Alfredo Lara, the 3-2 up in the inning. Wilmington a 2-1 lead. Morabito 0-2 tonight has lined out and flied out to center. The 0-1. And Morabito in the air right side. Towards the line to his left is De La Rosa, and still in fair ground on the grass. Able to make the catch. For the first out of the fifth inning. So one up, one down. Morabito 0-3 tonight. And that'll bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey has struck out looking, popped up to third tonight. Lefty batter with an open stance. Young working from the stretch. The kick, the righty deals, and Jeffrey pulls it on the ground at first, takes a strange hop off the lip of the infield grass, but Naranjo stays down on it and able to flip over to the pitcher. Young racing to cover the bag. And quickly, two retired for Young in the top half of the fifth inning. So for Young, two outs on three pitches. And two down now for Wilfredo Lara. Looking for his first 1-2-3 inning tonight. Lara has singled and walked. First pitch to the righty. And Lara takes a letter high strike 0-1. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Young's 0-1. Outside and low. Change up, a ball and a strike. What our question today is, earlier today it was announced that Paul Skeens, talented righty for the Pittsburgh Pirates, will be the starter in the All-Star game for the National League coming up next week as Lara takes low. And it's 2-0. The question tonight is, Skeens going to be the first rookie pitcher to start the All-Star game in almost 30 years. The 2-1. Outside with a fastball, three balls and a strike. Our question today is, who was the last rookie pitcher to start the All-Star game? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. This is not league-specific. Could be American League or National League. The 3-1 at the knees. Lara flipped the bat aside towards the dugout, but has to pick it back up as Young found the bottom of the zone. And the count now full. Young up over 80 pitches tonight. Mentioned earlier, came into play, had lost six consecutive starts, but had thrived in his first two outings against Brooklyn this year, and it has been more of the latter tonight against the Cyclones. Here's the payoff pitch, and Lara pulls it in the air to left, sending McKenzie back, away back. It's over his head and off the warning track in the fence. Lara on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a two-out double. So Lara on base for the third time tonight. A single, a walk, and a double. That came off the bat at 104 miles an hour. And Brooklyn with a man in scoring position and two down. That double for Wilfredo Lara calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Lara has four hits in this series. Three of them have been doubles. So a man at second and two down, and a great opportunity for Junior Tillian, who's 0 for 2 tonight. Couple of pop-ups. First toss, and an off-speed pitch missed in by the belt buckle. 1-0. Tillian fouled out to third in the first, and popped up to short in his last at-bat in the third. Gray skies on this Friday night in Wilmington. The righty delivers, and this one lined in a left field base hit. They're going to wave Lara around. Here comes McKenzie's throw to the plate. It's cut off as it's up the third base line. A two-out rally for Brooklyn ties the game. A double from Lara. An RBI single from Junior Tillian. And just like that, we're even at two in the fifth. And Tillian barreled that baseball up at 108 miles an hour. Gilbert Gomez never wavered, sent Lara all the way around. A good throw maybe gets him, but McKenzie had it sail a little bit towards the third base line on him. And so Tillian delivers his 23rd RBI of the year, and we're all even at two. Brings up Mateo Gill, and he swings at the first pitch and lifts it in the air right center field. Jonathan Thomas over to his left makes the catch in the gap to end the inning. But not before Brooklyn rallies with two outs, a double from Wilfredo Lara, and a subsequent RBI single from Junior Tillian evens the score. We are halfway home on this Friday night. Brooklyn and Wilmington tied at two apiece on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Dakota Hawkins back to the mound. This game tied at two. His first pitch of the inning to Jonathan Thomas, taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Thomas, a bunt single, came around to score the go-ahead run for Wilmington at the time in the third inning. 9-1 and 2 due up, the 0-1 pitch, and a good slider as Thomas off balance inside. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Brooklyn 2, Wilmington 2. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Wilmington took the first two games of this series. Brooklyn won last night, trying to even up the series tonight. The 0-2 up and away. Fastball that time from Hawkins, a ball and two strikes. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-2, and Thomas tied up with a fastball, strike three. 91 in on the hands. And Jonathan Thomas down on strikes. Fourth K for Hawkins, and there's one out in the fifth inning. Brings up Philip Glasser, gave Wilmington that 2-1 lead at the time with an opposite field single. 1-for-2 in this ball game. Roddy comes home, and a curveball at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Our question today is, earlier today, the news came out. Paul Skeens, the rookie, will start the All-Star game. Is hit on the ground at first, softly stung, and Kellum Clark takes it to the bag himself for the second out. Well, Paul Skeens, the rookie, selected to start the All-Star game for the National League this coming Tuesday. Our question today is, who is the last rookie to start the All-Star game nearly 30 years ago? Tweet the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Base is empty, two out for Viondel Pena. And a curveball from Hawkins drops in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Pena. Single to right, his last at-bat has also flied to center. And the 0-1 lifted in the air down the left field line, racing to his right, Morabito by the sidewall. And it's out of play, no balls and two strikes. Bases empty, two out here in the bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn and Wilmington tied at two. Brooklyn a run in the second on an RBI single by Christian Pregent. Wilmington two in the third on a White home run and a Glasser single. And Brooklyn tying it in the top of the inning on Junior Tillian's base hit. Hawkins looking for a shutdown frame. The two-strike pitch and a fastball slips high. And it's 1-2. Hawkins at 75 pitches, or rather 76 pitches now tonight. That a career high for him. The 50 strikes he's thrown also matching his career best from his last start. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Chased the changeup down and out of the zone. And Dakota Hawkins whose day likely done after a career-high 77 pitches, does a marvelous job, five strikeouts, and he finishes his day with a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Time for Wilmington to make a Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen. We're tied at two. Heading to the sixth inning on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Kellum Clark, Omar De Los Santos, Christian Pregent, the 3-2 up in the top of the sixth inning to face a new arm out of the bullpen for Wilmington, Wander Arias. His first pitch of the night to Kellum Clark. Inside, did he go? Yes, he did. On the check swing, says the base umpire, Forster. And the count 0 and 1, tied at 2 here. Brooklyn and Wilmington in the top of the sixth. This pitching change brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park as Clark fouls it off. The hands 0-2. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Final line for the starter, Luke Young. He won't take the loss, but won't take the win either. No decision for him tonight. Five innings, two runs, six hits, two walks, four strikeouts as Clark swings over the top of a slider for strike three. So Wander Arias comes out of the bullpen, strikes out Clark on three pitches. First time he's been retired tonight. And there's one away for Omar De Los Santos. Young, 85 pitches, 52 strikes tonight. First pitch from Arias, and Omar late on the fastball. And the count 0-1. Arias in his first year in the Nationals organization, taken by Washington in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft from the Royals. Omar shows bunt, pops it up, and it lands foul on the warning track in front of the first base dugout. And the count 0-2. Arias making his 23rd appearance of the year with Wilmington, 3-1. 3.78 ERA with a save. 26 hits and 33 in a third innings, 19 walks, 32 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Well, doesn't get any better than that if you're Wander Arias. Two batters and three pitch strikeouts. And two quickly dispatched to start the top half of the sixth inning. Arias was fantastic in the opening game of the series on Tuesday, picked up the hold. Two shutout innings, no hits, allowed one base runner on a walk. As Pregent takes high for ball one, but erased that base runner with a double play. Pregent 2-for-2 tonight, the 1-0 coming, and a breaking ball outside, 2-0. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Brooklyn and Wilmington tied at 2. Top of the 6th inning, bases empty, 2 out. Justin Rock with you here, the 2-0. And there is a strike at the bottom of the zone in the count 2-1. We'll give you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in the bottom of the inning, but our question tonight is, Paul Skeen's name today as the starting pitcher for the NL in the All-Star game as Pregent takes a fastball at the knees, 2-2. Question today was, who is the last rookie to start an All-Star game? Nearly 30 years ago. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. 2-2 from Arias. This is down. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Our good friend the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in, saying, well, Doc Gooden was too long ago. Can't be Jake DeGrom. Hasn't been long enough. Thinking maybe it could be the Expos, Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson, as Pregent fouls it off the catcher. And it stays 3-2. Well, Wolf, it was not Pedro Martinez or Randy Johnson. But this pitcher does have a connection to the Mets. The payoff pitch. And Pregent fouls it out of play to the right. And the count 3-2. I got to be honest, I thought when I saw that little nugget earlier today that it would be Doc Gooden. But Doc did not start the All-Star game as a rookie. Pitched in it, but did not start the payoff. At the knee, strike 3 called, and Arias strikes out the side in order. A point to the heavens as he walks back towards the first base dugout. And Arias continues his outstanding week here at home. 1-2-3 go the Cyclones in the 6. We'll give you the answer to that Coney Combos trivia question when we come back. 2-2 Cyclones and Blue Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Out of the ballgame is Dakota Hawkins after a career high in pitches. On is the right-hander Henry Henry. And his first pitch to Jeremy De La Rosa is a lively fastball by him at 94. And the count 0-1. De La Rosa, Staley, and McKenzie, 3-4 and 5 due up in the 6th. Has a fastball on the inside corner at 95. Quickly makes it 0-2. And for those of you just joining us for the first time tonight, yes, his name is indeed Henry Henry. The 0-2. Down, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. No word if he's making his living in Brooklyn on Henry Street in Brooklyn Heights. But I can't think of a more apropos place for him to live in the boroughs. Sets at the belt, the 1-2. And there's a knee-high fastball, strike 3 call. De La Rosa frozen with 95 at the bottom of the zone. And Henry starts his night with a strikeout, 1 out. Final line for Dakota Hawkins. He goes 5 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, no walks. 5 strikeouts, did give up a home run, 77 pitches and 50 strikes. Murphy Staley 0 for 2, and Henry fires an offering on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Henry pitching for the first time since last Saturday in Hudson Valley. Took the loss in that ball game. As Staley takes a slider at the letters, it's 0-2. But Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here tonight. Question today is, announced earlier today, Paul Skeens of the Pirates will be the first rookie to start the All-Star game on the mound in nearly 30 years. This is a ground ball right back to the mound. Nice job by Henry. And a flat-footed overhand throw low, but dug out by Clark for the out. Henry, a little bit of self-protection there on that hot shot ground ball. Too quickly retired brings up Jared McKenzie 0 for 2. On our question today, which or who was the last rookie pitcher to start the All-Star game nearly 30 years ago? First pitch to McKenzie, fastball in by the shins, 1-0. We had the Wolf, David Pecoraro, howling in with several good guesses. He was on the right idea. There is a Mets connection, the 1-0, and McKenzie having to play hopscotch to avoid that fastball ticketed towards his cleats. And the count 2-0 now on Jarrett. But there is a Mets connection. You have to go back to 1995. He wasn't a Met when he pitched in the All-Star game, but his first stop after this team was with New York. As the pitch outside of McKenzie, and it's 3-0. The correct answer tonight, Hideo Nomo, was the last rookie to start the All-Star game in 1995 for the Dodgers. As McKenzie takes a knee-high strike, it's 3-1. Nomo went from the Dodgers to the Mets back in 1998. This time called it home by McKenzie. That was his first stop after pitching for L.A., traded with Brad Klontz for Greg McMichael and Dave Malicki. Safe to say, I never knew that trade existed. That was the only time Nomo was ever traded. Went on to win NL Rookie of the Year in 1995, had a sub-3 ERA as McKenzie takes the 3-1 outside for ball four. So Henry allows a two-out walk. And the inning continues for Joe Naranjo, who has struck out and looped a double to the left in his last at-bat. It's a small list of rookie pitchers to start the All-Star game. Prior to Hideo Nomo, you had to go back 14 years earlier to another Dodger in Fernando Valenzuela as Henry's fastball slips up and away 1-0. 5 years prior to that, as Christian Pregent walks out to the mound to talk with the righty, it was the Bird, Mark Fidrich, for the Tigers starting the All-Star game in 1976. One of the great what could have been stories in Major League Baseball history. And then prior to that is the only name that doesn't ring an immediate bell to me, and that is Dave Stenhouse, who pitched in the All-Star game, started in 1962, as Naranjo takes a fastball for a strike 1-1. Stenhouse only pitched 3 years in the big leagues, was an All-Star twice in 1962, pitching for the Washington Senators. The 1-1 from Henry, and a fastball down, 2 balls and a strike. Stenhouse had an 11-12 record. The Senators in 1962, a 3.65 ERA. But he was the earliest of that group to start. As Naranjo takes another fastball high and outside in the count 3-1. That was what got Henry in trouble in his last start, or rather last appearance. Walked 4 batters. Came on in a tie game in Hudson Valley. Step off and a throw over. And McKenzie dives back. Allowed just that one run in the seventh inning in Hudson Valley last Saturday, and that was the last run scored in the game. Took the loss as Brooklyn fell 5-4. As Naranjo swings through a high heater. And it's full 3-2. So that will release McKenzie from first base with 2 out. Clark will play a couple of steps behind the runner. The payoff pitch. And Naranjo golfs it in the air to center. Out is Tillian, in is Omar De Los Santos. Omar lost the hat, but doesn't lose the ball and makes the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. So nothing comes of the two-out walk, and Henry tosses a scoreless bottom half of the sixth. We head to the seventh inning. Wander Arias back to work for the Blue Rocks. We're tied at two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the seventh inning. Gloomy skies here in Delaware, but been a well-pitched ball game so far. Tied at two as we move to the seventh inning at Frawley Stadium. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Donovan Antonia, Nick Morabito, Jeffrey De Los Santos, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. And the first toss to the righty batter is outside for ball one. Antonia has struck out twice in his first two at-bats. They kick the 1-0. And Antonia fouls it back. And the count 1-1. The only other nugget we haven't told you about in relation to what we were mentioning before with Paul Skeens chosen to start the All-Star game today, which, by the way, unequivocally the right choice. The 1-1. Check swing. Did he go around? He did, says the home plate umpire. Travis Brewer runs the count to 1-2. Skeens carried a no-hit bid through seven innings last night against Milwaukee. Is this off the end of the bat to first? Played by Naranjo to his right, spins and throws to the pitcher Arias covering. And there's one down in the seventh. But Skeens, a sub-2 ERA, a ton of punch-outs through his first 11 starts. No one has had a sub-2 ERA with as many strikeouts, 89, as Skeens has had through the first 11 starts of their career since ERA became an official stat back in 1913. That according to ESPN Stats and Info. First pitch to Nick Morabito outside and low. 1-0. Nick 0 for 3 tonight. But Skeens 6-0 record, a 1.9 ERA. He has been everything that he was advertised as last year. As Morabito takes outside 1-0, he's the first player to be drafted number one overall 1 year and then the following year end up in the All-Star game. He's also doing something no Pirate has done in a long time. Morabito fouls it off the wrists in the count 2-1. We talked about it being the first time in nearly 30 years that a rookie is starting the All-Star game. Well, it's the first time in nearly 50 years, 49 to be exact, that a Pirate has started the All-Star game. The 2-1, up and in. And some literal chin music there from Arias, but that a breaking ball that slipped, at least that's what it looked like. It's actually a fastball that missed up and in at 92. And the count 3-1, but have to go back to 1975 to find the last Pirate that started the All-Star game. That was Jerry Royce. Back in 1975, a 3-1 fouled off for First base way and the count full. It was also interesting how Skeens found out that he would be starting the All-Star game. He was a guest earlier this morning on the Dan Patrick Show. And while he was on with Dan Patrick, Torrey Lovello, payoff pitch. Morabito stings it on the ground to short. Nice backhand by Pena to his right. And a strong throw on to first, just in the nick of time to get Morabito. Two out in the seventh inning. Brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos in this two-all game. Jeffrey 0 for 3 tonight. But Torrey Lovello came on with Dan Patrick while Paul Skeens was there. Said, first of all, how you doing? Just wanted to congratulate you. You've been chosen to be the starter for the NL and the All-Star game. And Lovello had some really great words from Skeens. As De Los Santos gets jammed, hits it on the ground a second. Easy play for Glasser to his left underhand flip to Naranjo. And another scoreless inning out of the bullpen for Wander Arias. But Lovello said, you represent so many great things that this game craves. It's a great story. The way you've come on the scene, you've done it with such humbleness. It's notable. And I'm honored to be your manager and honored to see you throw the first pitch. And that's exactly what Skeens will do in the All-Star game on Tuesday. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the seventh. Time to get up and stretch. Tied at 2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Been a fun one so far. Well played game through 6.5 innings. Henry back to the mound for Brooklyn. Maxwell Romero Jr., T.J. White, Jonathan Thomas, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Romero Jr. 0 for 2 tonight, a ground out and a strikeout. Henry's first pitch of the seventh is at the knees for a strike. And the count 0-1. Henry, tall righty, works from the first base side of the slab, the 0-1. And Romero, a high pop-up. Well, this one will spin foul into the third base seats. And it's quickly 0-2. Time to get you this date in Cyclones history here in the bottom half of this seventh inning. We start by taking you back to 2006. Jake Ruckel, right-hander, went 8 innings. One-run ball, future big leaguer Joe Smith. Tossed a scoreless ninth for the save as Romero swings out at a high fastball. Strike 3. Got him on the high cheese. 94 up in the zone. Henry has his second strikeout. And one out in the seventh inning for T.J. White. Has homered and fouled out to right tonight. Henry fires. There's a strike atop the zone, 0-1, but Brooklyn came away with a win in that game, 4-1 in Williamsport. Go back 10 years after that, 2016. Breaking ball inside. Check swing didn't go, 1-1. Pete Alonso reached base 3 times for Brooklyn, had a single, a double, and a walk, drove in a run as Brooklyn won 6-1 in Aberdeen. The 1-1 pitch, fastball down. And the count 2 and a strike. 2018, Jason Valera Through seven innings, Mac Loser went the final two, combined to strike out 13 hitters. A 6-0 Brooklyn win that day on the road in Aberdeen as White fouls it back. And the count even at 2-2. And then most recently, 2021, day after Francisco Alvarez homered in the Futures game, Pete Alonso, man we just talked about, defended his home run derby crown at Coors Field in Denver, beat Trey Mancini of the Orioles in the finals. The 2-2, and White fouls it to the left. Out of play, it stays 2-2. Beat Mancini in the finals. Set a first-round record that year, hit 35 home runs in the first round, did Alonso. 2-2 to White, and this tapped foul towards the first base dugout. Stays at 2-2. That's your look at this date in Brooklyn Cyclones history. We'll have another one for you tomorrow. 2-2 coming. Ooh, just missed with a slider. Trying to backdoor him, but missed away and the count full. Jonathan Thomas waiting on deck. 2-2 game in the bottom of the seventh. The payoff. And White sends it back to the screen. Speaking of the Mets, taking a look around the affiliates here in the bottom of the seventh. Starting with the big league club closing out their homestand before the All-Star break. The 3-2 pitch. Slider at the knee. Strike three called. Froze him. Expecting a 3-2 fastball, decided to throw the backdoor slider again. This time found the zone. Third strikeout for Henry. And there's two out in the seventh. Jonathan Thomas, 1-for-2, a bunt single and a strikeout. And the Mets, a 6-2 lead on Colorado in the bottom of the fourth. As there's a knee-high strike going one, Mets 3 runs in the second inning on 3 solo homers. Mark Vientos and Jose Iglesias went back-to-back. And then a batter later, Harrison Bader joined in on the fun. As Thomas takes outside 1-1, Bader adding another 2-run shot in the fourth. Henry's 1-1. Misses outside 2-1 to Thomas. Philip Glasser in the top of Wilmington's order on deck. Michael Toley, a 2-run home run for Colorado. Their only runs tonight, the 2-1. And Thomas takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-2. Sean Manaea making the start for the Mets tonight. He struck out 6 through 4. Bases empty, 2 out. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the slider. 4 strikeouts for Henry through 2 shutout innings. And Wilmington goes in order in the 7th. Time for the Blue Rocks to make another Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen. To the 8th we go. 3-4 and 5 due up for Brooklyn, trying to take the lead in a 2-2 game on the Cyclones Radio Network.
News, wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a post-game drink. Wander Arias Day done after two shutout innings of relief. Brendan Collins on to make his second appearance this week. Collins, 6'4", 219 pounds, 24 years old from Olney, Maryland. Takes over here in the top of the eighth inning. We'll face Lara, Tillian, and Gill. As Brooklyn trying to break up this two-all game. Wilmington led 2-1. Brooklyn tied it back in the fifth. And the first pitch of the night from Collins. Breaking ball misses in 1-0. Lara has singled, walked, and doubled. That double helping start the rally that tied the game in the fifth. A 1-0. And Lara takes it the other way. Right field coming on De La Rosa to catch the line drive hit right at him. And there's one away in the eighth inning. Headed hard, but the old school Adam ball. One down for Junior Tillian. Tied the game with an RBI single his last trip. He's 1-for-3. Final line for Wander Arias. Two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks. Three strikeouts face the minimum. Collins comes home and Tillian takes low. One ball and no strikes. And what a turn of events for Wander Arias. Came into play today. An ERA up over 12 in his last six outings. But has thrown four shutout and hitless innings against Brooklyn this week. As Tillian takes up and in, 2-0. Collins making his second appearance of the series. Gave up a run in the eighth inning on Tuesday night. The 2-0. Outside 3-0. Collins making his 26th appearance. 1-2. 3.66 ERA. A couple of saves. 31 hits in 32 innings, 19 walks, 41 strikeouts. Here's a 3-0, and Tillian sends it back towards us, 3-1. Collins, unlike Arias, has been exquisite as of late. That run he gave up on Tuesday, just the second he had allowed in his last 10 appearances. Here's a 3-1, and Tillian, a high pop-up. This one will make it towards the first base seats. It's full 3-2. Collins, since essentially the start of June, an ERA of 1.3. Just six hits and 16 strikeouts in 13 2/3 innings. Bases empty, one out in the eighth. Brooklyn and Wilmington tied 2-2. Payoff pitch. Inside and high, ball four. And Tillian will be Brooklyn's first base runner against the Blue Rock bullpen here tonight. Breaks up a streak of eight in a row retired by Wilmington pitching dating back to the Tillian RBI single. And Brooklyn with one on and one out in the eighth for Mateo Gill. Gill 0-for-3 tonight. Flied out to center in his last at-bat. Collins comes home, and Gill takes low, 1-0. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. A 1-0, rising fastball upstairs. And it's 2-0 on Mateo. They are through four now. At Citi Field, still a 6-2 Mets lead as Romero Jr. out to talk with the right-hander Collins. Triple-A Syracuse at home tonight against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Yankees affiliate that game through seven. Syracuse a three-run fifth to take a 4-2 lead. Brett Beatty a three-run homer in that inning. His ninth at the Triple-A level this year. Comes the 2-0, and Gill pulls his head out on the fastball. 2-1. Mike Vassell was strong, six innings, two runs. Leaves in line for the win tonight. Gill asks for time, and now digs back into the righty batter's box. The 2-1. And Gill off the screws, first base way. Naranjo chasing after it, but off the sidewall, foul. Two balls and two strikes. Double A Binghamton on the road in New Hampshire tonight, taking on the Blue Jays affiliate. All six runs in that game scored in the fourth. Binghamton a 4-2 lead. Kevin Parada, a two-run homer, his 10th of the year. The 2-2 from Brendan. And Gill, a high fly ball left side. Staley straddling the fair foul line, drifting back towards fair ground, and a step into fair territory on the left field grass. Staley able to make the catch for the second out. Not an easy fly ball to stay with, but Staley does the job. And so Tillian stays put at first base with two out for Kellum Clark. Clark been on base twice tonight, a walk and a single. Struck out in his last at-bat against Darius in the sixth. Now Binghamton a 4-2 lead. Jeffrey Colon is on now for Nolan McLean. His time called. And a pitch clock violation against Collins is going to run the count to 1-0. Single A St. Lucie going to the bottom of the eighth inning at home. They trail Lakeland at the Tigers affiliate 4-1. 1-0. And Clark takes outside. Two balls and no strikes. One on, two out, top of the eighth. Brooklyn and Wilmington tied at two. Yohairo Cuevas, an RBI double for St. Lucie's only run tonight, the 2-0. And a changeup misses down and in. Three balls and no strikes with Omar De Los Santos on deck. Complex League ball in the organization today. Mets in the Florida Complex League win on the road in West Palm against the Astros 6-0. Seven inning game there. 3-0. And Clark swings and lines it back up the middle and threw into right center field, a base hit. Tillian hits second. He's on his way to third. He'll be held there. A fourth straight multi-hit game for Kellum Clark. And the Cyclones with runners at the corners and two out. Kellum had one multi-hit game in the first 48 contests of his pro career and has since followed that up with four consecutive dating back to last Saturday in Wappingers Falls. And the Cyclones now have the go-ahead run 90 feet away as Mark DeFelice out of the first base dugout to have a talk with the right-hander. So a tremendous opportunity for Brooklyn to take the lead. And I'm sure part of this conversation between DeFelice and the rest of the Wilmington infield, not only about the batter at hand, but also the possibility of what the strategy might be if Brooklyn attempts a double steal. We've seen Clark been in motion a couple of times already tonight. He stole second base before scoring the game's first run. Back in the second inning, a Christian Pregen RBI single. Omar is 0-for-3 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Runner starts and stops. Omar lays a bunt down. First base side, fielded by Collins to his left. And underhand flips to the first baseman, Naranjo, to end the inning. And Omar spikes his helmet. Frustration that he couldn't get that bunt down past the pitcher. That's what he was trying to do. Because if he got it past the pitcher's mound, all bets were off. And likely Omar legs out an infield hit. But instead, a beautiful play by the pitcher ends the inning. No runs. One hit, two men left. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Still tied at two on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Call to the Bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Justin Lawson takes over for Henry Henry here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trying to get the Cyclones to the ninth with the game tied. Top of the lineup, though, due up for Wilmington. And the first pitch Lawson throws to Philip Glasser, foul towards the third base seats, and the count 0-1. Glasser, 1-for-3 tonight, brought in Wilmington's most recent run with an RBI single. The 0-1, inside and low. It's even a ball and a strike. Lawson standing at 6'3", 205 pounds, 23 years old, from Winfield, Louisiana. He kicks the 1-1, and Glasser takes a strike at the knees. It's 1-2. Final line for Henry Henry tonight. He goes two innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, 4 strikeouts, faced just one over the minimum. 35 pitches, 22 strikes. The 1-2 from Justin, and Glasser taps it to the left of foul ball. Still 1-2. Numbers for Lawson so far this year, making his 21st appearance, 0-1, a 3.46 ERA. 1-2 to Glasser. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Back foot slider, and Lawson starts his day off with a K. One away in the bottom of the eighth. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Lawson, 6 saves on the year, just 25 hits in 39 innings. Leandel Pena, 1-for-3, and he takes a fastball inside half at 93, 0-1. Lawson, 17 walks to 36 strikeouts. Had a great April, swooned a little bit in May into June. The 0-1. Drops in for a strike, 0-2. But since June the 15th, last 5 appearances for Lawson, has allowed just 1 earned run, 1 run total, in his last 11 innings. 0-2 on the shortstop, Pena, the 2-strike pitch, up and away. 1-2 now. Bases empty. Brooklyn and Wilmington tied at 2. Fourth game of this 6-game series. Lights on here at the stadium. The 1-2. Pena rolls on 1 to 2nd. Fielded behind the infield dirt by Jeffrey De Los Santos. And he'll throw out Pena for the second out. Hit it hard, 108 miles an hour. And a strikeout and a ground out. Starts the eighth inning for Lawson. And that'll bring up Jeremy De La Rosa. 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out looking his last trip. And he blasts the first pitch in the air to center. Back goes De Los Santos to the warning track at the fence. Reaches over his shoulder and makes the catch before banging against that royal blue padding in straightaway center just to the right field side of the 400-foot marker. Oh, Jeremy De La Rosa made a bid for his second home run of the series, but left it about 4 feet short as Omar runs it down, and Lawson throws a 1-2-3 eighth. No runs, no hits, nobody left. To the ninth inning we go, still tied at two on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Brendan Collins out for his second inning of relief as we move to the ninth here in Wilmington. His first pitch to Christian Pregent, taken outside for ball one. Pregent, Antonia Morabito, three scheduled to bat against the right-hander Collins. Two all game as the 1-0 fouled straight back over the netting and onto the roof. It's 1-1. Pregent, 2-for-3 tonight, a couple of singles and a strikeout. Has brought in a run tonight for the Cyclones. The 1-1 from Collins. And a breaking ball down and away. Pregent ahead 2-1. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 7 hits, an error. They have left 8. Wilmington, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 4. At the waist, Collins, the 2-1. And Pregent swings through a fastball. Good movement up and in. And the count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Collins, former 17th round pick of the Nationals out of UNC Greensboro. The 2-2, high heater. And the count full. Collins dealt with injury last year, only threw 1 inning a year ago. Landed on the IL on April the 12th and did not pitch again. A payoff pitch, and Pregent shoots it out of play to the right. Stays full at 3-2. So Collins back at full health this year. Started his college career at Radford University in Virginia, worked a scoreless eighth. The payoff, high ball 4. And a walk is how Brooklyn starts the top of the ninth. So Pregent is on. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Donovan Antonia. And we'll see if Gilbert Gomez decides to make a change. And indeed he will. So with the go-ahead run at first base and nobody out, Karel Paz is going to come out of the first base dugout, around to the third base dugout, and head to first base to pinch run for Christian Pregent. So Paz, who stole a couple of bases last night, has 7 on the year, will come on to run for Pregent at first base. And so either Chris Suero or Ronel Rodriguez will catch in the bottom of the ninth. Brings up Donovan Antonia, 0-for-3 tonight. He shows bunt, pops it up right back to the pitcher. Throw back to first, low and late. Well, Antonia tried to catch Wilmington napping. Showed bunt very late. and flattened out the bat head and popped it straight back to the pitcher, Collins. And thankfully for Brooklyn, Paz able to get back to the bag to avoid what would have been a catastrophic double play. And also for Collins, lucky that was a good scoop by Naranjo and the ball didn't get away. As Nick Morabito in the top of the lineup steps in. And he watches a fastball for strike one. Morabito 0 for 4 tonight. Trying to extend his five-game hit streak. The 0-1 from Collins is hit softly on the ground. Third base side. Staley comes in even with the pitcher's mound. Throws to first to get the out. Everything had to be perfect on that play off the bat of Morabito. A swinging bunt up the third base line. And Staley, as he was adjacent to the pitcher's mound on the third base side of the grass, able to make a throw just in the nick of time to get Morabito. And so after the leadoff walk, a pop-up on a bunt and a ground out to third. The Cyclones have the go-ahead run at second base, but Brendan Collins will depart as Mario Lissone out of the first base dugout, and they'll bring in the lefty to face the lefty swinging Jeffrey De Los Santos with a go-ahead run at second and two away and a two-all game in the top of the ninth. Looks to be Matt Cronin, the new arm, coming in. He'll face De Los Santos. When we come back, this pitching change brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park, a perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
First pitch of the night for the new arm, Matt Cronin, is a fastball down and in to Jeffrey De Los Santos for a strike in the count 0-1. The pitching change brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Go ahead, run at second, a tie game at two. And Cronin's 0-1, a fastball down and away this time. And De Los Santos quickly behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. Jeffrey 0 for 4 tonight. Trying to deliver with the go-ahead run at second. The 0-2 from Cronin. And De Los Santos fights it off. It stays 0-2. Cronin, the lefty, 6'2", 210 pounds. 26 years old from Navarre, Florida. Picked up the save in the game on Tuesday night. Nationals' fourth-round pick in 2019 out of Arkansas. This time last year, had late-season surgery to fix a herniated disc in his back. That's why he didn't join an affiliate until May the 4th. That was here in Wilmington. The 0-2 pitch. Checked his swing, but he went around, says the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer. And Cronin comes out of the bullpen, gets a four-pitch strikeout to strand the go-ahead run in scoring position. So we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Justin Lawson likely to come back out to the mound to try and avoid a walk-off defeat. Tied at two. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ninth inning here in Wilmington. Brooklyn trying to get us to extras. Chris Suero comes on for Karell Paz, who ran for the catcher Christian Pregent in the top of the inning. Brooklyn going to try and buck the trend. They have been walked off six times this season, including twice in this ballpark. The opening weekend of the season, they've been walked off 16 times in the last 2 years combined, and trying to avoid that same occurrence here tonight. Murphy Staley will lead off the bottom of the ninth, and he pulls the first pitch foul up the third baseline, and the count 0-1. Staley 0-3, three ground outs in this ballgame, most recent back to the pitcher. Staley, McKenzie, Naranjo, if anyone reaches Romero Jr. The righty's 0-1, down and away, it's a ball and a strike, and maybe fitting, maybe ominous, that Jaron McKenzie is on deck. Wilmington's two walk-off winners this year against Brooklyn both came off the bat of the man in the on-deck circle. The 1-1. Staley hits it on the ground is short. Backhanded there by Tillian. High throw to first, but in time for the first out of the ninth inning. So one up and one down, and here is Jaron McKenzie, who at least so far has been held in check. 0-2 with a walk in his last plate appearance. Has also grounded a short and struck out. But McKenzie, second day of the season, in a walk-off two-run home run off Ben Simon in the bottom of the ninth. And then the very next day in the bottom of the tenth, in a walk-off sack fly against Joshua Cornelli, facing Justin Lawson here. The righty comes home, and McKenzie fouls the first pitch off to the left. Through the screen and into the seats, the count 0-1. Mention how good Lawson has been as of late. The righty's 0-1. Just a bit outside, good pitch. But doesn't get the call, a ball and a strike. Look to be a bit outside. Lawson, the Mets' 15th round pick last year out of NC State. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider. And McKenzie behind 1-2. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Brooklyn and Wilmington tied at 2. One out in the ninth. The 1-2 coming. High fastball coming out of his crouch. Suero to control it. And it's 2-2. Suero will slot into the eighth spot in the lineup for Pregent and Paz. Time called by McKenzie ahead of the 2-2 pitch. Beautiful night here in Wilmington. Dodged the rain earlier. Was not delayed at all. The 2-2 just a bit outside again. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. McKenzie has loved hitting in this ballpark, coming into play tonight, hitting .328 here at home. The payoff pitch, and McKenzie fouls it to the left. We'll do it again. Brooklyn, two runs, seven hits, an error. They have left nine. Wilmington, two runs, five hits, no errors. They have left four. Lawson in his second inning of relief, about to throw his 20th pitch of the night, the payoff. High ball, four, and the winning run is on with one out in the bottom of the ninth. Not a walk-off homer, but a productive at-bat from Jared McKenzie the second time he's on base tonight. And the Blue Rocks with one on, one out for Joe Naranjo. Flied out to center last time, also has a double tonight. He's one for three. Lefty batter, very slightly open stance. And Lawson drops a breaking ball, strike at the knees, 0-1. Naranjo been red hot as of late, including tonight, 9 for his last 27 with six doubles. The 0-1. It's Tapper back towards the mound. Lawson will only look to first. An underhand flips there to Kellum Clark to get the second out, as McKenzie advances to second with the winning run. Didn't want to take the risk and look at second and potentially miss getting anybody. And so the baton passed to Maxwell Romero Jr. with the winning run in scoring position. Romero Jr. 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out to second and a couple of strikeouts. Lawson rests his glove on his front left hip. Now delivers, and Romero takes outside at 91. 1-0, Romero Jr., including tonight, just 1-for-8 in this series, but does have a double. The 1-0, misses high. Two balls and no strikes. T.J. White, who started the scoring for Wilmington, in the third with a solo homer waiting on deck. McKenzie takes his lead. The 2-0. There is a strike on the outer half. Just clipped the outside part of the plate. It's 2-1. Brooklyn one in the second, one in the fifth. Both of Wilmington's in the third, tied at two. In the bottom of the ninth inning. The 2-1, high and away, three balls and a strike. And Lawson in danger of walking a second in the inning. And time called as Suero out to the mound to talk with Lawson. Justin making just his second appearance this year against Wilmington. Did not pitch against him here in Wilmington during that season opening series. But picked up a three-inning save against them on Coney Island back on April the 26th. Went 9-up, 9-down, struck out 4. One of the several three-inning saves Lawson has accumulated this year. But not a save opportunity here. Just trying to find a way to get one more out. And let the chips fall where they may in extra innings. The 3-1 pitch, Romero pulls it foul. A couple inches wide of first. And it's full 3-2. And some fan wanted a balk call on Justin Lawson. So the count now full on the Blue Rock catcher. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. The 3-2. And Romero shoots it foul. And will stay full. T.J. White on deck. And Jonathan Thomas, no matter what, would be the last batter of the inning. Another payoff pitch. This one line right center field, base hit into the gap. And for the seventh time this season and the 17th time in the last 2 years, the Brooklyn Cyclones are on the wrong end of a walk-off defeat. Your final score tonight in nine, the Wilmington Blue Rocks 3 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2. Maxwell Romero Jr. on the 3-2 pitch, a walk-off RBI single. And Wilmington has now handed Brooklyn 3 of their 7 walk-off losses this year. And 6 of the last 17 in the last 2 seasons. So with the win tonight, Wilmington at the very least guarantees themselves a series split as the Cyclones yet again lose in the most heartbreaking of fashions. We'll step aside when we come back. The recap report is next. Wilmington wins it in a walk-off 3-2 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
You know, usually the broadcaster has no impact on how a game is decided as we've closed the window to our booth as they get ready to shoot off some fireworks here in Wilmington tonight. But as we were saying, usually the broadcaster has no impact on the game, but I'm starting to wonder to the opposite. Had to do the math because it's been such an inordinate number. My first year as a number one broadcaster in minor league baseball was back in 2017. And since that 2017 season in the Appalachian League, 6 minor league seasons, been 47 walk-off defeats I've been on the call for, as opposed to 23 on the positive side. It's starting to feel like the real-life incarnate of the mush from A Bronx Tale. But another tough one tonight for Brooklyn as Wilmington takes game four of this series in walk-off fashion by a final of 3-2. With the loss tonight, Brooklyn dropping down to 6-13 in the half. 39-46 overall. Wilmington improving to 8-10 in the half. 39-45 on the season. And a tough one tonight. Gut-wrenching as it has been. And you worried a little bit on that ground ball with one out in the ninth. Back to the mound. Softly hit grounder that Lawson's really only play was to first base, especially if you wanted to try and get out of the inning or really try and prevent that winning run from advancing any further past second base in case a throw gets away. But with a runner at second base and two out, Maxwell Romero Jr. delivering the walk-off winner as the Blue Rocks take it tonight by a final of 3-2. We take you through the game that was here tonight. It was Dakota Hawkins starting for Brooklyn against Luke Young. Wilmington had lost six consecutive games started by the right-hander Young. And you worried if you were a Wilmington fan that that would go along a similar way here tonight, as in the second inning, Brooklyn's offense kicked in gear and they took the lead first for the first time in this series with one out. Kellum Clark walked, and after Omar De Los Santos struck out, Clark stole second and then scored on Christian Pregent's RBI single to right. That gave Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Dakota Hawkins retired the first six batters of the game in order, actually the first seven batters in order. But then T.J. White came up in the bottom of the third and powered a solo home run to straightaway center field. His sixth home run of the year tied the game at one. On the very next pitch, Jonathan Thomas laid a bunt down the third baseline. It was an incredible effort by Mateo Gill, barehanded and threw to first. Had Kellum Clark squeezed that ball cleanly, it's probably an out at first base, but the ball glanced off of Clark's mitt. Thomas was safe, advanced to second on the throw, and then would score one batter later when Philip Glasser singled through the left side, gave the Blue Rocks a 2-1 lead. But Brooklyn would rally with two out in the fifth inning to tie the game. Bases empty, two down. The starter, Luke Young, trying to get through five with the lead intact. His finish line in sight, but gave up a two-out double to Wilfredo Lara in left center field on a 3-2 pitch. And then Junior Tillian roped an RBI single to left that tied the game at two. And neither side really had a ton of opportunities from that point onward. Wilmington only had one base runner from the bottom of the fifth through the eighth innings. Meanwhile, Brooklyn, after that base hit from Tillian in the fifth, had just one inning in which they put runners on base between the fifth and the seventh. They got runners at first and third with two out in the eighth, but could not cash in. Got a runner to his second with two out in the ninth, but could not deliver there as well. As in the bottom of the ninth inning with one out, it was a walk to Jared McKenzie. Once again, he has his hands in a walk-off victory for the Blue Rocks against Brooklyn. Took second on the ground out back to the mound. And then on a 3-2 pitch, Maxwell Romero Jr. delivered the walk-off winner, an RBI single in a right center field, as the Blue Rocks and the Cyclones their seventh walk-off loss of the year by a final of 3-2. The winning pitcher tonight, Brendan Collins, he improves to 1-0. It was Matt Cronin, the winning pitcher tonight. He improves to 1-0 through just a third of an inning, struck out the only batter he faced to get through the ninth inning with the go-ahead run at second. Justin Lawson, the tough loss tonight. He drops to 0-2, an inning and two-thirds, a run on one hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Final line scores tonight. Brooklyn, two runs, seven hits, an error. They left nine. Wilmington, three runs, six hits, no errors. They left five. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,679 here at Frawley Stadium. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we sign off tonight, a couple other finals to tell you about. Greensboro beating Winston-Salem tonight, 8-0, and Asheville rallies to defeat Aberdeen 6-5 in North Carolina. Bottom of the eighth right now in Georgia. Greenville a 6-4 lead on the Emperors. Top of the seventh in Lakewood, New Jersey. Hudson Valley up 6-1 on Jersey Shore. And they are in the top of the seventh as well in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The Hot Rods a 2-1 lead over Hickory. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard here tonight. Starting at the major league level, Mets in the bottom of the seventh inning, leading the Rockies 7-3. Harrison Bader and Jose Iglesias with multi-home run games tonight. Sean Manaea's seven innings of effective ball in his start as Jose Iglesias continuing to ride the OMG wave, his first career multi-home run game tonight. Triple-A Syracuse beating Scranton Wilkes-Barre 4-3 as Brett Beatty hit the deciding three-run homer in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the eighth right now in New Hampshire. Double-A Binghamton nursing a 5-4 lead against the Fisher Cats Blue Jays affiliate. Kevin Parada, a two-run home run, his 10th of the year for the Rumble Ponies. Single-A St. Lucie falling at home tonight to Lakeland by a final of 6-1. They drop it to the Tigers affiliate, Yohairo Cuevas, an RBI double in that one. Florida Complex League Mets win in seven innings on the road against the Astros by a final of 6-0. Daverson Gutierrez, his first Florida Complex League home run, a two-run shot in that ballgame. Dominican Summer League Mets Orange losing at home to the Rangers Blue 9-4. And the Mets Blue losing on the road to the Rangers Red 13-2. Looking at Major League Baseball, before we sign off on this Friday night, everything in the big leagues in progress or hasn't started yet through eight. The Tigers and Dodgers tied at three. A's a 6-2 lead on the Phillies in the bottom of the ninth. End of the eighth, in Tampa. Rays a 2-0 lead on the Guardians. The Yankees leading the Orioles 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Bottom eight in Boston. The Royals a 6-1 lead on the Red Sox at Fenway. Top of the eighth in Cincinnati. The Reds 7 and the Marlins 3. Bottom four in Houston. Astros shutting out the Rangers 2-0 behind Hunter Brown. Bottom five in Chicago. Pirates 2 and the White Sox 1. Bottom of the fourth in Milwaukee. Nationals, a 3-0 lead on the Brewers. Jackson Rutledge against Freddie Peralta. Top of the fourth in St. Louis. Cubs 2 and the Cardinals nothing. Kyle Hendricks against Sonny Gray. Everything else in the big leagues will start at 9:30 or later. At 9:38, it'll be the Angels hosting the Mariners. Tyler Anderson, the All-Star, against Brian Wu. Diamondbacks host the Blue Jays at 9:40. Ryan Nelson against Yariel Rodriguez. Braves will be in San Diego to take on the Padres at 9:40 as well. Spencer Schwellenbach against Matt Waldron, and the Giants host the Twins at 10:15. Kyle Harrison against Joe Ryan. Our series continues tomorrow night. It will be a 6:05 scheduled first pitch tomorrow. Not 6:30, but 6:05. Felipe De La Cruz, the lefty, will get the ball for Brooklyn. 3-5, a 4.11 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Seth Schumann. No record, a 2.84 ERA. Our coverage will start with a pregame show starting at 5:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the 6:05 scheduled first pitch right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. That'll do it for us here on this Friday night as the Cyclones lose in walk-off fashion. Another heartbreaker for Brooklyn as Wilmington wins it on the Maxwell Romero RBI single. 3-2 in 9 for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Adamowicz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying good night and so long from Wilmington, Delaware. Again, your final tally, the Blue Rocks walking off and beat the Cyclones 3-2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow, but until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Delaware. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.